This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, January 27th. Well, cattle markets yesterday having a good solid day to the upside, with live cattle filling the gaps and actually closing into those gaps and looking pretty solid. Whereas feeder cattle took on a different look. They got into the gaps, couldn't quite get them done. Just came within a couple ticks on some of these charts on trying to get those gaps filled, and then the market did not close well. It closed toward the low end of the range. It was still higher on the day, but certainly not the kind of close you want to see that gives you some confidence that we've got some upward momentum going. So it's a pretty shaky close after not being able to fill the gaps. You know, not a good look to the charts, and I would expect you're probably going to get some follow through to the downside there. In live cattle, it's a little less certain. You were able to fill the gaps. Markets closed up toward the high end of the range. Front month Febs closed right at the top end of the gap. So there's some reason to think that we've got some upside potential there. But it's also hard to say, yeah, lives will go higher and feeders will go down. You know, normally they're going to track at least somewhat together. But we'll have to see how that plays out. The cash market's getting rolling this week. We have a pretty solid trade at around 137 on the live trade. That's unchanged from last week. Dress trade at 218 is also unchanged. The box beef down the last couple days. Choice was down 292 yesterday at 289. So in the last 2 days, we've lost $5 on the choice box beef. Select yesterday was down 360 at 280. There too, in the last 2 days, we've lost $5. The spread is sitting at 974. That has actually started to work its way higher. We've gained about a couple bucks here over the last few days. Loads were 132 yesterday, following 143 on Tuesday. So pretty solid movement out of the box beef trade, but obviously it's coming on some discounted prices. Slaughter rates are running better than last week. We're at 351,000 head. That's 6,000 more than last week and 2,000 less than last year. The feeder cattle index has been down the last several days. We'd lost another 27 cents yesterday. We're sitting at 159.50, so we've lost about just over $2 in the last week on the feeder cattle index. And of course, that's a moving average, so it does speak to, you know, these outside cash markets that are under a bit of pressure. Some of that could be coming from the corn market, which has worked its way into new highs. It hasn't really exploded higher. It hasn't been all that volatile, but it's definitely on an upward grind higher, as is soybeans. So feed grain prices are just, you know, marching higher. They're at record highs around the rest of the world as well. And clearly that's going to have an impact on feeders. Offsetting that, of course, would be a live cattle market that seems to be fairly well supported. Optimism about beef disappearance. Export sales have been very strong. So it's, you know, we're, you know, the beef sales seem to be hanging in there. But I think if you start seeing some cracks in that, I think the market falls apart pretty fast. And at record high prices and rising interest rates just around the corner, there's reason to think that we could be running into some headwinds as far as beef consumption goes. Export sales this morning at 14,300 tons for beef. That is the best we've seen in several weeks. South Korea took 6,200, Japan took 3,900. Pork export sales at 49,000, that was a very solid number as well. Mexico took 17,300, China took 17,000, and Canada took 3,000. So China's still a big presence, at least in the pork space. They just bought a small amount of beef this time. They really have been kind of the driver of the increase in beef exports for the United States. If they start to slow down, then that poses a problem as well. So I think, you know, moving forward, the live cattle space shows us that I think we're finding some stability. It's feeder cattle that I'm worried about that didn't close all that well. The chart formations look a little more shaky. The dryness in the southern plains is going to have to be alleviated soon, within the next few weeks, or else you're just going to see more waves of cattle coming off pasture. Winter wheat pasture, of course, that's going to happen soon. But just regular grass pastures, too, are very stressed. And if you don't get some rains in the near term for the southern plains, and even really coming up into the central plains, then I think you're just going to start to see more more liquidation, more herd liquidation, more calves coming off grass earlier than they normally would have. And that's going to fill up your feedlots. And I think just continue to add pressure to feeders and the live cattle as well. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.